Now to Brazil and that country's troubled education system. Thousands of Brazilian companies are now stepping in to improve public education for poor students. The idea is to help Brazil and its dynamic economy stay competitive with China and South Korea, where public education is a top priority. NPR's Juan Ferrero has the story of one innovative program run by a Brazilian bank.
Flavia Witzel's classroom is filled with new toys and books for her gaggle of five-year-olds, all 28 of them decked out in new uniforms. A decade ago, Witzel was a student at this same school, run in an industrial suburb of Sao Paulo by the Bradesco Foundation, part of the Bradesco Bank. Just as this program transformed my life, she says, I want to create opportunities for these children. This school is big, with more than 1,600 students, and it's tuition-free for needy families from the neighborhood, says Denise Aguiar, director of the Bradesco Foundation.
We construct the schools and we run the schools. Physically, it's like a private school because they are huge schools. They are constructed to be a school.
Her grandfather, Amador Aguiar, founded the bank and then, in 1962, the first Bradesco school. Bradesco now runs 40 schools across Brazil, educating 50,000 children, a school system the size of Washington, D.C.'s. Brazilian companies, large and small, are involved in running pilot programs or developing new teaching models or improving school management. Andres Souza is an economist who studies education, and he says the problem is a public school system that fails to properly educate children.
We are faring not well, and actually dramatically below many other countries. Basically, our schools don't work.
Terezinha Simões agrees. She managed to get her grandson, Igor, into the Bradesco school, but not her granddaughter, who remains in a public school. In a Bradesco school, she says, there's more homework, more activities, more discipline. In public schools, she said, sometimes teachers don't even show up for class. No one suggests that the private programs are an alternative for Brazil's public education system, which educates 50 million children. But the private initiatives, particularly those developing new teaching methodologies, have been well received by government officials as they work to improve public education. And indeed, there are improvements in public education. Enrollment has risen fast. The budget grew more than threefold since 2003. Test scores have also inched up. But education researchers say the biggest challenge will be improving classroom instruction. Marcelo Amaral once taught in public schools. To make ends meet, he says, I worked in the morning for a city school, in the afternoon for a state school, and at night at a private school. Now he's teaching math here at Bradesco, earning more and getting more time to do research and prepare for class.
Keep working, creating your profile, okay?
At the Bradesco School, signs of teacher interaction with students, even in English, is everywhere. And so is the foundation's attention to detail. Well-equipped classrooms, a library, even an amphitheater. At Antonio Guillard's science lab, students learn the difference between chemical and physical reactions. Explaining why, he helps his students light gas under beakers filled with water.
We can do whatever we want because we have so many resources.
Among the students who are benefiting is Helene Confertino. She's 14 and once went to a public school. Here it's clean, she says. It's big, there's a library, a computer room, many things. And there are also art classes. That's got her thinking about a career in architecture. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.